Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com, broadcasting for you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. The song you just heard at the top of the hour was Piece of You by Dub Seeds, and for this evening's episode, we should be having an interview with Ms. London XXX, an amateur BBW porn star based out in Chicago, Illinois, in just a little while. In the meanwhile, check out, I'll do Clinton Your Dent, a short erotic parody that I created 1 or 2 years ago. Here you are.
Who are you anyway? Tell me.
A chair.
A chair? I've never seen a chair like you before.
You like a chair.
Are you in rock and roll? Are you related to Sharon and Ozzy? Is that it? Is that who you are? Can I be on your show? I've got tons of mad tricks and animals who can fly and sing prettier than a bird. Shall I audition?
Yeah.
Must I begin now?
Yeah.
Do you have a platform and water for my toes? It's kind of my thing, you know. This is how I get into the character every now and again. Yes, yes. Okay. I will sit on you indeed. You've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. I will come and sit upon them. If I dribble, will you go not? I am on the rod, and my little animal, prettier than a bird, he is going to sing with me. Right now he is asleep, but I call him Fifi. Sophie-a-dore, j'adore, Sophie-a-dore. He is a teenage nightmare, an old doggy skin. He's a teenage nightmare. He really likes chicken. The end. Thank you. Goodbye.
Listening to Naked Girls Radio, and it's me, Sandra London. You're about to listen to my hot audio erotica. This story is an erotic short called The Sweetest Death. Enjoy.
Boing.
The clutch, the thrust, your cock, my butt. Ooh, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Ooh, gimme, gimme, gimme. Your lust. The throttle, the glide, you want to slip and slide. Ooh, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. And side, real high. your right, my left.
Correctly. You want to help me out here, Zach? Automobile.
Automobile.
It's just mouthing me. Sorry. But yeah, stay tuned. It's going to be so much fun. So much fun. Hello, world. Tonight's bedtime story is called Sex on Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. Dear Diary.
Vroom, vroom.
Squeak, squeak. Squeal. A hush. Muffled giggle.
Was that light there before?
Are you sure you know this area? Are the flight attendants sleeping?
Put your legs here.
Oh, hold on. My neck's getting stiff.
Hold on, someone's coming here. Put your head under the covers. Stay down. Keep your mouth where it is.
Okay. I really need some air for a second. Gosh, I don't remember your cock being that big. Is this the lighting?
Oh, your pussy feels so tight.
Duh. Passenger seat or back seat? Recline or straight up? Condoms or peanuts? An extra blanket and towel, if we play? A tissue. Napkins. Seat indentations on the skin. Rug burn. Darkness. A light switch. Mystery. Is that your cock or the stick shift? Does it matter? Start, stop, shift, redress. Ease away slowly. Oh, what fun it is to ride while riding in an automobile. Or on a train. Now, I have yet to fuck on a plane, but I have given head while my then boyfriend's parents are sleeping right next to it. How bold. How daring. Ghastly, even. Yet, hey, what can you do? Blame it on the menses. It was that lovely time. Okay. Excruciating time when nature calls. Being stuck in the air was the absolute worst for this sort of conundrum. I promised your diary. The only reason I was so very, very naughty was because it took my mind off pain. Oh boy, did it ever. Furthermore, if you can make yourself laugh, okay, not with your mouth full, but perhaps interspersed with the dick and mouth action, then that can't help but relieve the tension incurred by pain, pleasure, and trying to be a cock ninja chick while crammed in a tight Lufthansa lower row seat and not get booted off an international flight. The train? Yeah. Different boyfriend. Fast forward a few years later or so. En route to Barcelona. Or maybe it was Amsterdam. It wasn't our fault my guy and I were assigned an otherwise all-male cabin room. It happened, surely. No? We tucked into our small twin bed on the bottom bunk and the two bunk bed cabin and dared each other not to squeeze, shudder, gasp, nor projectile shoot our lovely, lustful liquids on the guy sleeping just across from us. Ah, but the auto, the real wheels. Now, those may be innumerable, my dearest, but there's something so wrong and yet so very right about doing a real test drive while set in park. Passers-by only make that much more pleasurable. Sweet. Deviant. And perhaps even squishier? I actually have been cited by those of the security profession, but apparently they were human. They must have liked it and never even issued a warning. I'm so very, very, well, how uncommon is this, really? Sex out loud. I mean, really. One cannot always find the right time and the comfort of one's home or that of another. It may not even be ideal, depending on who you want to bang and who is actually available in your home. Especially so if those two are not mutually exclusive. Ah, yes, dear diary. Sometimes sex on wheels is the only way at the time. And even if this sex out loud is rare, I believe it is precisely this rarity that elevates it to the status of a real Kodak moment. I'm glad you agree, my love. The end. I hope you all liked it, and I hope you have sex out loud. Good night.
Il faut parfois savoir se perdre avant de pouvoir trouver quelque chose. Est-ce qu'il y a des serpents ici?
game like a running back. One track mind, so I'm running where the hundreds at. Drugs in the mattress, so I'm sleeping where the money at. Trap at the studio, I'm trapping where I hustle at. Nine in my Louis bag, call that bitch my gunny sack. Haters trying to get me off my grind, it'll be none of that. Find you how you see me in the papers where the funny's at. Cop a new fit, then I'm back where the money at. Ice told me, boy, you gotta hustle if you won't pay. So I cut the hard on my plate just like a lunch tray. Counting Starbucks every night like a cafe. Hit the mall and bought and get more bust than an ashtray. Living like I'm dying every night, I see my last day. Cut the work and bag it, hit the block and serve my last day. Boy, I get it till I got it, then I get some more. Never had a main bitch, it always was another hoe. Fuck you think I hustle for? Strapped to get my oxygen. Drug money making so I never need a job again. You can have the Washingtons, I just want the Benzies. That means you can have the 1s, 5s, 10s, 20s, and 50s. Never under 20 inches, riding big boy shoes. Got them Pirellis burning out on that 210 coupe. With a see-through roof, it ain't no ceilings in my Bentley's. 11 yappers with extended clips, no telling when I'm empty. They all be like, OMG, he throwing hundreds out his pockets. Hit a breezy, get Houdini, then I'm gone like Go-Go Rocket. Hey, to stop it with that rocket click. 4-4 on my rocket ship. Nina with extended clips, a shoddy with a chopper grip. Gotta let the chopper rip, I always keep a strap on me. Run the option play, I pitch the rocket, come right back to me. Nina on the lap of me, I never make a run alone. If undercover's on the block, the fiends will hit my mobile phone. Fresh prints like me alone, diamonds shining all in my charm. Ice cubes around my neck with princess cuts hanging off my arm. Top drop, don't be alarmed, gotta keep the ceilings off. Wayne made it mandatory when he put no ceilings off. Swagger blow the ceilings off, Gucci down right to my toe. Cap attention to all these hoes when I flash that cake and strike that pose. Money, yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Going space in the club, whole team drunk as fuck. All white bricks, no, that's yellow diamonds. Money like clockwork, I got perfect timing. AMG, bitch, I rep it till I'm dying. Young nigga, I'm a star, I be with Orion. Balls hard like a brick of rock. And in the club, I balls hard, bitch, Malone and Stock. Jordan, bad bitches in the villa chillin'. Look, the May backpack, it's me and seven women. Rookie of the year, ain't no niggas that's outscoring me. Whip shittin' no niggas, my coupe got a toilet seat. Been in my pocket, I ain't speaking metaphorically. Shaking hands with Ben Franks, I got more than me. Money coming in every 60 seconds. I spend bread to make bread, bitch. Good investments. Throwing hundreds on the floor, keep the change. I dap you up and take your bitch, that's a fair exchange. I balls hard, jaws drop when I touch down. My squad niggas throwing signs when I come around. 850 to a stack, get you about a pound. Serafina expose your stomach like ultrasounds. Pushing work down 75, Molly coasting. Trunk pop when the doors on that money get open. Front of my chicken, got it back, but the dub's what I'm hoping. Jesus forgive me, all the caps and the swishes I open. We cut it, we bag it, we split what's left over. Gucci bag on my right, the K's on my left shoulder. We get the most money and smoke the best doja. Boy, that send me heat your ass up like some leftovers. AMG and GSC better salute us, nigga. Come in our jungle, you be liable to lose a nigga. Did a bid, but I heard you ain't the shooter, nigga. Claim you getting money, but niggas ain't touched the group of figures. I got precision with toolies, I get mechanical. Bricks of the OG, we smoking on botanicals. And if it's beef, my niggas feasting like we Hannibal. Now go and tell your people that we bald like Amber Rose. Niggas quick to simmer down when that hammer show. I fucks with real niggas who let that hammer go. I got clout in the hood, bitch, I get to popping. We moving babies in cradles, my niggas keep it rocking. Fuck you, pay me, he yelling to the death of them. Fuck a competition, bitch, he better than the rest of them. Niggas bust your cantaloupe and leave your ass a vegetable. Talking about the kid, my niggas dump you with the rest of them. I'm stacking paper for a larger state. I'm eating rappers like dinner, I need a larger plate. That cannon bang like Philip Rivers, get that charger face. That gun case will change your whole psychological state.
And that was By Design by Mystery Pills. And you're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London. And we should be having an interview with Ms. London, XXX, within the next 20 to 30 minutes or so. I apologize for not being more chatty this evening. I had a fretful night of sleep last night. Ugh. And I saw on the news earlier today that we're supposed to have some like crazy mega heat wave surge thing in Southern California. So, woohoo, more of the same. I am going to be drained. There you are. yeah, but in the meanwhile, let's see. I did just recently see, how many movies? I saw Anchorman 2. That was really good, funny. I didn't think anything could be better than its first one. I usually hate sequels and trilogies and la la la, but it probably is, I don't know if it was as good, but it was just as funny to me in certain ways, and I really liked the romantic dynamic between a brick and a lovely, quirky lady that developed in Anchorman 2, so that was really cool. And what else? What else? I wrote down some stuff. Where did it go? Yes. Okay. I just posted yesterday a few candid photos that were taken in the afternoon yesterday around 4 p.m. or so, where I was like, oh, I have some, like, gifts and, like, I don't know, clothing, like, T-shirt promo type stuff that I wanted to, like, put on and show that I still have. I don't know. But there was, like, a panty set, but you'll see more of it in a future post. And that was with the black thong. And then, what was the other? Hot Peppers, Czech Republic, Prague Strip Club, Hot Peppers. I'm wearing a shirt of theirs that says Welcome to Hell. But I have not put that up yet. So you all will see that soon. And yeah, I'm completely candid. I just picked out a few that look cute out of maybe 100 or so that were taken. No editing, no nothing, no like color correction, optimization, nothing. I just threw them up there, so I hope you like them as they are. And what else? Yeah, there's a few other things, but I'll... yeah, Kafka, Theodore Kafka, he wanted to interject right there. I will share more after another song and perhaps coffee. I will do, like, a live reading soon. I'm going to have to contain him before this interview. Yes, so please enjoy this next song, Deadly Dubs by Paranoid Breaks, and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333.
I'm Your hair, and I like the stylish clothes you wear, yeah. like your smile, the things you do, the way you walk, the way you move. I like it, girl. I like it, girl. I like it, girl. I like the way you move. I like it, girl. I like it, girl. I like it, girl. I like the way you move. Listen, I bet they gave you all that sweet talk. She a cutie with a booty and a mean walk. I bet they told you everything you wanna hear. But I bet you everything you want is here. Shorty ain't your average, I'm just being honest. Got the fucking street smart body of a goddess. And I acknowledge that you working, doing you in college. You don't see that every day, baby girl, you got it. For you, I give my all, sweep you off your feet. And you, say don't make promises you can't keep. I'm working on it, you the baddest and you know it. Actions speak louder, just give me a chance to show it. I owe it to you. After all, I really like your style. That mean look when you walking and I like your smile. If you ain't in a rush, I'll make it worth the while. Your beauty could convince the dude to take the aisle. I like the way you brush your hair. And I like the stylish clothes you wear. I like your smile, the things you do. The way you walk, the way you move. I like it, girl. I like it, girl. I like it, girl. I like the way you move. I like it, girl.
More next than rebels break laws. If beauty kills, you walk around with a deadly weapon. Intellect connect, I read your mind with telekinesis. Bending spoons when we making love in the kitchen. Her potent notion always seems to catch me slipping. Pussy so wet, I almost slipped and fell in love with it. On purpose, only few deserve this. We on fire, I'm the spliff to her lighter. Whatever she requires, I provide her, incite her. Prior jealous skies hinder our daily desires, inspired. Your imperfections a reflection of true beauty. Flaunting all your flaws, you sure know how to subdue me. Secluded, weak link, fuck date, opinions. All that really matters is what you and I think. And I think that it's time that we elevate our lives. Cause you making these moves that got a hit to hypnotize.
I like the way you brush your hair. And I like the stylish clothes you wear. I like your smile, the things you do. The way you walk, the way you move. I like it, girl. I like it, girl. I like it, girl. I like the way you move. I like it, girl.
Marcangelo. Alrighty. Yes, I found a live reading for you that I can do. I wrote this short form erotica for my website, and it was published on Saturday, May 25th, 2013 on livinggrindinla.com, aka livinggrind.com. It's called The House That Fucked Me. Here we go. When I first saw you, I knew you were the one. You were so very open, all lightness and bright. I loved showing you off, and I was inside you damn near every night. I took care of you, made sure your needs were met. Hell, I cooked, cleaned, made sure you knew you were special. I hated being away from you for too long, and I think you knew it too. But you were always there, waiting, patiently. You were better than all the others. My friends would come around and say as much, and your presence even. You were always just the right size, a perfect fit, snug. Yet, you always gave me my space. I knew where and when I would need it the most. You were the only one for me. Then, somehow, things changed. I got busy, but I never made enough. I couldn't keep up with you. And, well, you changed, too. Granted, these things are bound to happen, but I failed to notice for far too long, until it was too late. You weren't nearly as cheerful as before. not nearly as snug. However, I always blame it on myself. I really did do the best I could. It just wasn't enough. At times, you'd moan, you'd sigh, and every now and again, you damn near fell apart. But every day, or damn near, I would always come back to you. Then, bam, it happened right in front of me. I thought that I would have you for forever. But very few things are ironclad, infinite, and guaranteed. Yes, I looked elsewhere every now and again, but I loved you still, and I still do. I'm more than ashamed to admit that I can no longer have you. They won. And now, I'm driven out in the cold to start all over again. But I don't want another you. There's nothing I can do. I know that someone else will take my place. I know that I am powerless before you. I can only hold on to you for so long. I must resign myself to be without, and to be without you. You, to whom I gave my heart, soul, blood, tears, sweat, and dreams. You, who cradled me, swathed in your quiet strength and seemingly limitless loyalty. Up until I had nothing left to give. I will miss you and all the good times we have shared. No one else will replace what we had. Still, I must surrender and turn in my walking papers. My heart, I bid you adieu. I have no other choice but to move on and start all over again, even if no one else will ever feel like you do. To the house that Jackson built from your Casanova, Jax. The End. The House That Fucked Me, written by yours truly, Sandra London of livinggrind.com, on Saturday, May 25th, 2013 at 1 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. Woohoo! And, yeah, that's inspired by the housing crisis. But it can be applicable to, like, so many things, yeah? There you are. Okay, here's another song, and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333.
happened to that Mr. Frizzo guy? What did he die?
No, I ain't dead, dude. I'm so vivid, but I ain't rushing. Just be patient. That's what the problem is. You hip hop artists always be rushing. Let's face it. Gotta get back in that mode. Damn right, I'm a dope MC. Stupid. Every track I do is a single. So unlike you, I moved the whole unit. I rap, you rap. That's my stuff. Your boys so fake, trying to act up. Sounds like our plans just panned up. Midwest, we back.
Coming up next, we have some music by Voodoo Head Music Project. This is their song, Promise.
Promise. talking like this again. Shine on that hailing fan. They'll pop it just to win.
Promise by Voodoo Head. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com. Yes, the call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. Just before Promise by Voodoo Head, you heard Noise Problems by Tommy Tornado, and before that, you heard My Music by Mr. Frizzo. And that was actually the first time I've ever played that song on the air, I believe. To the best of my knowledge. Yeah, that's a catchy song. I like that a lot. Yes, but sit tight, everyone. We should be having the interview shortly. If not, never fear. We will continue on. But let me give you something. Huh. How about... Wait, okay. Requiem for a Fish. And then I'll be right back with you.
We'll be right back. I was in the club last night, rocking the show, sipping top shelf, money right, pockets of swole. Had my crew with, you know how it goes, way down to Milltown, feed us say damn hoes. Gotta stay on your toes, cause haters is lurking, gotta keep the music alive, cause hip-hop's hurting. Couple groupies in the cut, dancing and flirting, that's what I call a one-night stand for certain. I'm certain, and we ain't gotta go outside to get high, so we can smoke with the security guy. So fly, what up, Ayo, that's my guy, he's the one with the floating puffs out like 2 feet high. Now, this is one hell of a night, I must admit, cameras flashing, make you feel like Brad Pitt. But then I woke up, only thing on my mind was, goddamn, last night I had such a good time, I'm still thinking about last Saturday night. The bar is making that quota. Round here we make the crunk stuff look sober. You should know that, what it is, underground rap. From the state of Wisconsin, like we playing for the back. Jam pack, yeah, yeah, like a robbery.
Why?
Cause all these people got their hands up in the sky. No lie, DJ spinning the cuts. Plenty little mama tight pants jiggling the butts. Look around, all you see is titties and asses. Holding colorful drinks in them big tall glasses. Now, this might be new to you, but it's nothing to us, we just do what we do all the time, like a party animal in its prime. I can't seem to get it off of my mind. I'm still thinking about last Saturday night. Midwest style in the club all night. You know how we do it, baby, kinda like a fiesta. Party off the hook, yes, why? I'ma go off and go and mix in the crowd. Music Candyman on the mic, fixing the crowd. I mean, damn, peep scene, look what you see. Same type of shit you see on entertainment TV. And I'm loving it, whole club packed to the brim. And next weekend, yeah, we gon' do it again. Cause it's a habit, this is how we do it, this is how we go at it. Midwest style, but coast to coast at it. Coast to coast at it.
Never in my life would I wanna be where they been. I ain't regular, I ain't tryna punch no clock. So some rich dude could buy whatever house that he want. I gotta get my own, I don't wanna die in Racine in some factory, dinner out of vending machines. I be seeing all these millionaires on VH1, and my music goes harder than every single one. So can I please get your ear, maybe just for a sec, tell you why every weekend I'm always on the set and never miss it, even if it's dead like the 80s Coliseum performance in front of only two ladies. Tryna get my words out, I want you to hear it, and if you love me, stay. I'm inspired in spirit, homeboys wanna hit the Bahamas, they wanna take a vacation, check it out, that's my inspiration. Every hater that said that I'm no good, I'm doing it, I told you I would.
That's my inspiration, yeah.
Selling Elms up out of the trunk, independent, trying to make some bucks.
That's my inspiration,
yeah. Taking full advantage of the grind and knowing everything happens in time.
That's my inspiration,
yeah. See how they be nodding their heads to what I'm making? Yeah, baby,
that's my inspiration.
Check it out, I'm here and I ain't wasting my time.
Tell me again. Tell me again. Tell me again. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me. First class secretary woman and she likes me cause I'm so fast. Press the gas, I'm always moving coast to coast, you like that. Like a rabbit in a hat of magic when I throw back. Here to stay, I'm never late for meetings with a paycheck. Take a breath, bite the bullet, get respect, I made that. Lay that down like it was something else, I say that. Spray that like the king, he's tagging like a maniac. Maniac, my head's gonna explode, tell me again.
Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me.
My name is Kyle Young, I'm sure you've heard about me. KY.com, it's not hard to find me. I walk into a spot and ladies try to meet me. I'm the king, I'm the shit, now tell me that you love me.
Cause I do what I want and I want what I do to be. Full of big bad stars like a movie screen. And if you're new to me, girl, then you will see how I work that magic beautifully. And I can tell by the glow in your retinas that you're sweating cause I'm dope and I'm setting up. So let's get the fuck out of here, rip a joint. I'ma take you home, won't disappoint, tell me.
Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me.
Nod your head, don't be jealous if you like me. Sip another drink, do the dance, take it lightly.
Shake your ass, get real low, like you want me. I can tell that you felt when you saw me.
Mind your head again, don't be jealous if you like me. Take another drink, do the dance, take it lightly.
Shake your ass again, get real low, like you want me. I can tell that you felt when you saw me.
Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit.
Hi, Sandra London. How you doing, ma'am?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? Is this Miss London? Miss London Triple
yes.
X? Hi. I heard you guys were stuck in traffic.
Yes, yes. I just got in, like, literally just walked through the door. I didn't even take my jacket off, and I called you in.
Okay, okay. And how is the weather out there? Because I know you guys are quite a bit north of, like, all the crazy tornadoes and all this kind of stuff, but you're still in Illinois, so you might have wacky weather. Has it been pretty decent out there lately?
It rained this weekend, and right now it is raining. So, crazy.
Is it supposed to rain during SexCon?
I'm not for sure. I'm going to be honest. I'm not for sure. I haven't even looked at the weather forecast this week. I don't even know. I'm going to be so honest. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm going to look into it. I'm going to look at it. So, yeah. Okay. So, tell me, I was able to find some of your stuff online, but let me know, like, the origins of your porn actressing and all this. I saw some cool stuff with, like, was it Private Black Couples and, like, XNXX or some, I think that's the site, XNXX.com. But, yeah, let everyone know that's tuning in how you got started in adult film.
Well, I'm going to be honest, this is something I always really wanted to do. But it was like, I started making my own videos. And I'm making my own videos. And then I had ended up running into someone that was kind of inside. Well, he's in the business and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And he had a friend. So it was like, now what I know is more of who you knew. And I had he had a friend that knew a friend. And anyway, I got linked up with some people. And, well, one of the ladies, her name was Red Waters. I can link up with her. And
okay.
I'm working with her. Like I said, I have my own videos I have run to the table. So, like, I don't know what videos you have seen already. If you want XXN, I believe, that's probably, I think, the gagging video is on that website or whatnot. But, yeah, I work with her and did some other videos with her. I mean, I like it. Don't get me wrong. I like the whole porn star org thing, but, you know, it's more out there. I'm just still amateur level. I want to get up
no,
there eventually.
It's all good, though. It's all good, though. If you get in, like, you know, doing it yourself, then that gives you more control from the start, you know? So I'm all for that. I'm all for that. What did you use when you were starting out as far as, like, cameras or, like, video? Just, like, did you use, like, your laptop, like, the built-in camera or, like, a really?
Yeah, with my videos, I just use my computer or either, let's be for real, videos off your phone or whatnot or I had an Xbox.
I've taken some great little short solo-y and sometimes not solo clips with my phone. So I hear you on that. There's some phones that are very crisp, a lot of quality.
Yeah. So, I mean, your phone has caught a lot of videos. What can I say? But I had a good camera, and, you know, we started that way or whatnot. But, yeah, right now I'm at the point I'm doing everything of my own. I mean, I don't have no real brand yet.
Is he in some of your videos? Is he in some of your earlier videos, the boyfriend that you were with when you first started out?
The boyfriend I was with? No, he's a friend.
Okay.
Friend.
Yeah, feel free to skip that question, actually. That was probably not the best question in the world because I know some guys don't want to be, like, sometimes they don't want to be seen. Sometimes they just don't want to be in it, period, and some do and all this kind of stuff. And so never mind. But,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Right. But what about people that, like, aside from the woman you mentioned, Red, like, anybody else that, like, they're, like, all about it. Like, they can't wait to do some kind of doubles with you, like a boy-girl or girl-girl or anything.
Girl-girl things and whatnot, but I have not found the right girl yet. And I like, well, let me get it correct. I do not work with Red Waters anymore, so I don't know what she got going on. I don't know nothing on that end, but I have other videos that I have not put out yet that I'm just really sitting on right now, but they eventually go out. But I'm trying to, you know, build some more stuff to put a lot out at one time, you know. So,
yeah.
So I know a lot of fans right now are like, what the hell are you doing? We have not seen nothing from you in a while. I know you haven't been for a while. Patience is tricky.
Okay, wait, so how long now have you been posting them up? Like, has it, because I wasn't able to see, like, exactly how long you've been around. Like, I haven't been around for a terribly, go ahead.
I haven't posted nothing up recently. Last time I posted something up, you know, it was, like, back in November, I should say. But I have not posted nothing up 2014.
So you're very new. You're very, very new. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, that's hot. And you have, like, a lot of solo stuff?
No, I mean, that I haven't put out yet, yes. I have a lot of solo toys and stuff like that, you know.
What's your favorite kind of toy? Because I have to admit, I am not a huge fan of toys. I don't know. I like flesh. But, like, but I know that, like, toys are, like, the thing. Like, you know, it's, like, a mandatory, in a sense, for adult film.
Okay. The long vibrators, the Harvard. Not the gel ones, not the other, but I don't know what material that is. I don't know. I just don't like that one. I just, the longer vibrators with the different pulses and stuff. You know, have fun, you know. But,
there you go. Yeah.
Well, everybody don't like them, but I like them. I love them.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe one day I'll sit down and, like, experiment with all the different kinds. But I just, I can see, like, I don't know, how you would feel about, like, the little, like, jelly, like, weird ones that's, like, so far from reality.
I feel like I don't feel nothing with the gel.
I agree. The gels are, like, no, or it's almost like, well, even, I don't know, with the more steely-based ones, the ones that feel like a steel rod, it's like, well, a very hard penis feels like a steel rod. So
right,
that's probably
right.
A little bit better than other. Yes.
Don't get me wrong. I have to go back to basic and get a little bullet, you know. Yeah, but... Let's be for real. When you get done with bullets, that's nothing. You might need the real deal right about now. It just tickled me.
Yeah. Poopy, shush. Sorry, that's my dog. Okay. Yeah. I always think, like, the bullet for me, the closest I could relate that to is, like, I don't know if you guys have amusement parks out there, but, like, for me, it's like, Six Flags Magic Mountain on the pirate ride, that little boat that just goes up and down in one spot. I always get, like, a little mini orgasm, like a butterfly off of those. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Okay,
I know. I don't know if I'm the only person in the world or not who gets delighted on that ride, but I do. But I would say the bullet can kind of do that, but still the pirate ride is better.
I don't know. Every time I got on that ride, that shit was Great America. You talking about the boat ride, right? The power ride
it's kind of like, stationary. So when one side goes up, then they all put their arms up. They're all, woo! And then they come down.
Right.
And the side goes
right.
up.
Right.
Yes. Oh, the whole experience is like, that should be, I'm like, this is an amusement park. Like, a normal one, like, it's too exciting. It's too exciting.
I hate that boat. I don't care. Okay, what's that? I'm on that boat. When that boat go up, I get super nauseous, and I go down. I'm like, whoo!
Really? That is the best ever. That is the best ever. Yes. That makes me think fondly of Six Flags. But anyways, so what's your favorite? What's your favorite, I guess, lingerie? Or do you get requests? Do you have your own personal favorite? And then, like, your fans, they like something else? Or are you kind of, like, similar in what you like to wear and what they like to see you in?
I'm going to be honest. I don't know what my fans like to see me in.
They don't tell you?
I'm going to say not a lot. It's like some of my older fans, you know, I talk to them here and there, they be like, take off more, show more skin. I be like, take off more? I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I have to be real seductive. I just don't want to be, like, super slutty. That's all. I mean, I can be super slutty while I'm doing the action, you know, but, I mean, it's all, you know, sexy, too. That's how I You don't have to be slutty all the damn time. Like,
You got to ease into it and be like a tease and then go in the full raunch later. Well, I think they probably are just, that just shows how stimulated they are, that they're excited. As long as they keep coming back, then don't you hurry up. You keep on going at your pace, like, seriously.
So, I'll be like, I don't have to put on a stripper outfit all the damn time. I mean, it's sexy things out here. Sexy bras, you know.
I like lingerie,
per se. I mean, even if I just have on some panties and bras, I think that's sexy, you know. It's all on how you carry it or whatnot. But
it is sexy. And like the whole secretary thing, so wearing even more, you know, coming in, like, I don't know, staging a scene where you come in a room and you're like, Mr. Boss Man, I have to ask you some questions, start getting all naked.
Right.
Yeah. Keep doing what you're doing. Yes. But what else, like, have you ever danced or anything like that before, before picking up, like, the computer and, like your phone?
Like a cam girl. No, I have never danced. I never stripped anything. The most I've really danced or stripped to was something like that for my man. But I never really did it in front of somebody else. I used to do it, I mean, like, joke around.
On the dance floor? On the dance floor?
Yeah. I mean, on the dance floor, you can get down. But, But, you know, striptease and being real sexy, whatever, I just really did that, like, for my man, you know, and he was the one that really, oh, baby, just try that, or you should, you know, don't get me wrong, he didn't try to push me towards it, but I don't know, I can deal with it. I'm about to be pretty. But, I mean, don't get me wrong, I like it. I don't think it's just for me. The porn side, I mean, just talking is for me.
Exactly. Well, I don't know. I think probably somewhere, I don't know. I think a lot of people probably knew that I might end up doing things like this when I was taking a community college class while I was in, I think, high school still. And it was me and a guy, and we had to make up a dance, and we danced to the thong song.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, this is, like, just a community college, and, like, the general public coming to watch us do our final dance performance. So everyone in our class, you know, each paired up, and that was our, and we worked very hard.
Did you guys pick that song?
Huh? What happened? Yes. Cisco, yep.
We picked that song to make a dance club, too.
Yes, for our dance class, our dance credit.
All the songs at that time.
All the songs, that was it. That just struck a chord. That struck a chord with both of us. Like,
at that time, that song came out. You might as well pick that one song. Remember that old Juvenile song?
Back that ass up. Back that, yeah. I think probably only because there was no profanity in the title is the only thing that made our teacher go, okay.
Oh, okay.
Like, maybe you guys, maybe it's going to be like a, maybe she thought, like, it's going to be a beach song. We're wearing, like, thong, like, sandals. Is that what it is?
Well,
like, maybe that's why she allowed it. But, yes, since then, I have broadened my musical horizons so there's more. I like much more of a variety of music nowadays. But, yeah, that was probably a hint to anybody in the audience right there. But, yeah, so let me know what's your favorite type of music that you just like listening to and then that you love dancing to. So stuff that you're like, well, I just like hearing it, period. And stuff that you're like, if I want to seduce someone, I'm going to put this song on.
Don't get me wrong. I am very colorful. I like different types of music. I'm open to everything. It might be, I know it's a Katy Perry song I sing now. It's a couple songs. I'm like, no, but I'm not going to lie. I like rap and hip-hop. I'm more of the Chief Keef and everybody, but I mean, that's what I prefer on a day-to-day, but don't get me wrong, I'm very open. I like it all. So if I hear it and I get a single, I like it, seriously.
Nice.
I'm going to be honest, I don't know what half the artists is nowadays. I just know when I hear a song, I know it, you know? You're like,
yeah.
Well, you know how the song goes or whatever. But I'm just, I like it all. I'm going to be honest. Ain't no music. In a bad mood, but to go to the club and dance like that, it gotta be some, you know, check that ass girl, whatever. You wanna get you in the mood, keep it moving.
There you go. Well, what about from high school? What was your favorite song in high school?
Favorite song in high school?
Yeah, of all time. like it could be sexy or not sexy. It could be whatever. Just that you
loved listening to. Oh my God. Because there was a lot of songs at that point of time. Like, everybody was just like, yeah, this is the shit. Do you remember Pop, Lock, and Drop by Huey? That was his name. It was a song that went like, Mommy, let me roll with the pop. That was the favorite song of all time. I had a best friend.
I can't think of the artist, but I know the song. I can't think of the artist's name right now, though. Yeah.
Friend. She's a Mexican, and she can't dance for nothing. And she's like, Amber, that's my name. Amber, show me how to roll your ass the way you do it.
You taught her? That's so cool. I still don't know how to do all that. You taught her the big disclosure, everyone listening in, I don't know how to booty pop. If I do, it's accidental because I don't really, I'm sorry. If I do, it's accidental because
it's
seriously,
all
like,
in the hip. It's all in the hips. But it's all in the hips. I was showing her, and I don't know how many times we played that song that night. Like, we played that song repeatedly just to show her how to roll her ass and pop her ass. And I'm like, girl, you got it.
Okay, well, then I'm going to have to get a lesson from you when I come out to Chicago. You have to teach me.
Hey, no problem. No problem. Let me see if I got it.
Cool. Okay, well, the show is coming to an end, but feel free to call in anytime you would like. I do want to let everyone out there know how they can get in touch with you or just see your lovely photos and clips, and stay tuned to everything that's going to be coming next with your adult film projects. I did see, I think, what's Instagram, where it was MZLONDONXXX. Is that Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And Facebook. Yes, and she's based out in Chicago, you guys. So, Oh, wait, last part before we go. I forgot about this part. Your turn-offs were pain and urine.
Yes.
I was research. I did my research. Yes. No.
How did you know that?
You posted it. Right. You posted it. Oh. Yes. Is there any particular reason why? Is there any particular reason why you don't like pain or urine?
I just don't see myself really taking golden showers to the face like it's a lovely day.
Right. Gotcha. Yes. Yes. Understood.
And pain, people overboard with it. You know, some people just don't understand the little, you know, the little teasing pain. A little slap on the ass. That's fine. But
yeah, okay, that's what I mean then. Where's your line, I guess, because it depends, because for some people, like, if a penis is too big, then they might go, that's pain for me to have that in me. Like,
no, I mean,
you know what I mean? Or too vigorous of actions. I don't know. Like, there's different theories of pain of what hurts or whatever.
It's level to it. My thing, I can take the smacking on the ass. I can take the little, you know, biting, because when you bite me, I'm gonna bite your ass back and it's gonna hurt.
Oh no.
No. Not the for real biting. The little tease biting, I can take that, but that real, you chucking me up and slapping me for real.
That's a problem if some guy just randomly decides to bite somebody. Like, that's like rabies. That's not normal.
No, I'm going to be honest, my last experience in life when it came down to pain, I was dating this guy for a while. He said, let's try some new shit. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm down for it. And then we going at it. I mean, we freaking, we going at it and everything. And I was like, he smacked my face, like literally smacked my face. And I had to stop the whole thing, like, what? You know, he's like, see, I knew you wasn't going to like, nigga, you knew I was going to like.
Yeah, that kind of thing has to be talked about beforehand.
So I'm like, just the same, I can't go. The two P's, I cannot go. No.
Okay. Right. Huh.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. That was fulfilling for me to know this. I don't know. For me, I could agree with you with the just somebody randomly hurting somebody. But with the urine, I don't know. Like, it's I don't know. I think it's sexy to be peed on, actually. But you have to actually really, 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 really like the person or really love them.
Oh. I'm not gonna see
that. It can't be near your face or your mouth.
Huh?
I said it can't be near, like, the face, or this is just my personal thing, I guess, but it can't be near the face or eyes or, like, where it could sting you or your mouth. But, being peed on, especially in the shower where you're going to wash it off anyways, it's, like, to me, that's hot, personally.
It feels hot.
Sensation-wise, it feels, well, warm, but it's, like, thrilling as well, but only if you like the person. If you don't, then it, like, sucks.
Oh, sorry. Now,
I know, we're going to have a difference in opinion there, I know. I prefer shower, though. I don't want to wake up and, like, know I've been peed on or something, like, you know.
I can't get this on. Maybe somebody will let me pee on it one day. I don't know. But I can't. I mean, honestly, I can't get this on. No.
Yeah. Okay.
This is good knowledge.
I'm going to have to take that
area. Maybe I might let them piss on clothes or something like that first. Try it out.
or never. I mean, I'm not like actually advocating this at all. I'm just saying, that was an interesting thing in like one of your profiles to me, because I wanted to see where we diverged in our interests and turn-ons and turn-offs, but we agree on the pain part, so totally.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. Alrighty. But, yes, so, wait, are you going to SexCon?
Yes, I will be at
SexCon. Okay, so everybody tuning in, if you're in the Chicago area, you live there, you're going to be around there, Wednesday coming up, this coming Wednesday in the evening, make your way to SexCon and you will be able to meet Ms. London, Triple X. Yes, you'll be able to meet her and Jess of Naked Girls Radio and like a bunch of people, Larry, the owner of SexCon. So, yeah, everybody, check it out.
Yeah,
go have fun, see some beautiful, fun, sexy people.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah, I will be there.
Anything you'd like to say to everybody tuning in?
I mean, it was a pleasure. First off, it was a pleasure talking to you. And you doing an interview with you, saying I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Like my friends, like I said, the key is patience. Please be patient with me. A lot of stuff has not been working out right, but it will happen. Website will be up soon. Like I said, I have more videos and clips and everything to throw out there. So it's like, just be patient with me, you guys. You know, let you down. Please don't. You know, don't give up on me. Not just yet. But it's gonna happen.
I know. They like you. They like you. I know it. They're like, no, come on. Take off more. Take off more. Yeah, they're raging hard on Pepper. Yes.
Take off more, Mom. Take off more, Mom. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, wow. Anyway. Oh, man. They are fully messes. I've been hearing all plaster shifts news being. But anyway, it was a pleasure talking with you tonight. It really was. I was stuck in traffic, but I had to do what I had to do.
thank you very much. Thank you.
No problem.
Good night.
All right, good night.
Good night. So that was my interview with Ms. London, Triple X, based out in Chicago, amateur BBW porn star, beautiful girl, very sexy, and I suggest you check her out. And she has her Instagram, MZLONDONXXX, and she also has a Facebook page. So... enjoy upcoming SexCon and see you all or speak with you all and or in just a bit. Good night. Hello, all you sexy Naked Girls Radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.